From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we continue our study on biblical core values that guide Christians and glorify God. And I trust that you've been able to be with us throughout the course of this week. If you have not been able to be with us, or even if you've missed one or two of the programs, I would encourage you to contact us and ask for the programs. We would be delighted to send them to you as they are all recorded. Because this idea of maintaining biblical values is so important for those of us who know the Lord. I've emphasized already this week that I believe that since we've been on the radio since 1989, that I believe that this is one of the most important weeks of broadcasts we've ever put together, if not the most important week for those of us who are Christians. Certainly the most important message we could ever give is the message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. But beyond that, the concept of Christians maintaining biblical core values is so very significant because in reality, it means that we are committing ourselves to live totally and completely according to the Word of God. And our key verse this week is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where we have 8 core values that, if applied to our lives, will enable us to live like Christ. Because when you read down through this particular verse, the qualities that you see in this verse are the qualities that are seen in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Philippians 4 and verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, we've defined core values as principles or beliefs that a person or organization views as being of central importance. And as it relates to Christians, core values are the fundamental beliefs, convictions, and guiding principles that shape our behavior, attitudes, decisions, ministry, work ethic, and relationships. In other words, they define who we are. And here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, we have identified for us 8 core values that will transform our lives for Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we looked at the first two. That is, whatsoever things are true. And we emphasized that that means that those things that are true to the Word of God and those things that live according to the truth of the Word of God is what that particular core value is. Then it said, whatsoever things are honest. And, of course, to be honest means to be honorable in all things. And so we looked at those two core values yesterday. Today, we want to try to complete all 6 of these. And I realize that I'm going through these very, very rapidly, but I'm just trying to give you an idea as to what they mean, and maybe even whetten your appetite a little bit for your own further study. The third core value we find mentioned in Philippians 4 and verse 8 is that which is just. It says, whatsoever things are just. Now, the word just basically means righteous in character and that which is in harmony with God. And what that's teaching us is that as Christians, we must be in perfect harmony with God's unchangeable standards as they are revealed in the Word of God. You know, we are living in a day and age when everybody is up to changing this and up to changing that. And is it not true that so many standards for Christian living have changed down through the years? A lot of those standards have changed away from I indicated again here, away from the Word of God. Well, God is unchangeable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the righteous God. He is the just God. And this particular core value of being just means to live in perfect harmony with God's unchangeable standards as revealed in the Word of God. And it's important that we do that. Then he says, whatsoever things are pure. Well, that word pure means that which is clean spiritually. Or another word for it is holy. The fact of the matter is that as Christians, we are to live a life of holiness free from sin. You know, it's interesting to note that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, that we are made holy, we are made righteous in Christ. And over in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 15 and 16, we find this truth where it says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, that is, in all manner of lifestyle or living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, through faith in Jesus Christ, we've been made holy, we've been made saints, and we are to live a pure and a clean life spiritually. That's holiness, and that's a core value that God expects. Then we see the next one is lovely. Again, look at Philippians 4 and verse 8. It says, whatsoever things are lovely. Now that's an interesting word, and it means that which is sweet and that which is pleasing and that which is generous. Sweet, pleasing, and generous. And what that teaches us is that as Christians who want to live according to the biblical worldview with a biblical core value system, it means that we must focus our thoughts and actions on what the Bible says is pleasing and attractive to God, and then extend those qualities to others as well. In other words, we are to have a good testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ in doing that which is pleasing and attractive to God. Take a look at your life today. Take a look at your life right now, right this very moment. Are the thoughts that you're having and the deeds that you are performing, are they pleasing and attractive to God? That's what the word lovely means. Philippians 4 and verse 8 goes on to say, whatsoever things are of good report. Now that's an interesting core value, that which is of good report. And that speaks of that which is respectable and well spoken of by others. Again, it carries along with it the idea of having a good testimony for Jesus Christ before others. And I want you to stop to think about that for a minute. When other people hear your name, what do they think of? Do they think of you being an old scoundrel? I hope not. But rather, do they think of you as being a good Christian, one who's living for the Lord? Well, I hope so, because the Bible tells us that we are to represent Jesus Christ. We are his ambassadors. And when people see us and think of us, they ought to have in their minds a good report, a good attitude towards us, simply because of the fact that we're living for Christ. And when people hear about what we are doing, it should be a good, honorable report that honors God, not something that brings disgrace to the Lord. Then Philippians 4 and verse 8 goes on to say, if there be any virtue. That word virtue simply means moral excellence, and it relates to the character of Christ. And what it is teaching us is that as a Christian, our core value should reflect Jesus Christ and his character in all things. It's tied into that which is a good report. We should be reflecting Christ. And then finally, he says there in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, if there be any praise, think on these things. If there be any praise. It's interesting to note that when we are talking about that which is praiseworthy, that means that we should be acknowledging the work of God. And every day in our life as Christians, we should be acknowledging the work of God. We should not take any praise into ourselves. Now, people will praise us from time to time, and I think it's good to praise others and to encourage them. But in all reality, when it comes to my praise and your praise, 99% of it should be praising God for who He is, drawing attention to Him, offering, as it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, the sacrifice of praise. Now, I've just touched on these eight things in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 that I am talking about, or I'm calling, I should say, biblical core values. That which is true, that which is honest, that which is just, that which is pure, that which is lovely, that which is of a good report, that which is of virtue, and that which is praiseworthy. Does this describe you today? I know that you've not had the time to dig into these words in detail. I would encourage you to do so, though, because what we find in these words are characteristics that should be in your life and my life as core values as we live for God in this wicked world around us. Now, first and foremost, it's important that you know Christ as Savior. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you today to call upon His name and ask Him to save you. But as a Christian, obey these qualities that are found in Philippians 4 and verse 8. And the way to obey them is allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow, we're going to focus on that last phrase of Philippians 4 and verse 8, where it says, think on these things. And what we see there is very significant. And so you'll not want to miss tomorrow's program. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministry saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, the best is yet to come. Have a great day in the Lord. See you tomorrow, the Lord willing.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.